he needs someone that he can kind of teach. And I think once this defender gets better, like, knowledge and understanding of ball, he'll be a top defender.
Where are we going?
So I'm going to go for Bayern Munich, the one and only Upamendi.
Upamecano.
Upamecano.
Upamendi.
Upamendi is insane. Who the fuck is Upamendi? Upamendi.
No, 1 second, boys. No, seriously.
Upamendi.
Upamendi.
No, do you know what? Can he help?
Can he have a helper?
Can he have a helper? Can he have a helper?
I don't need a TA, bro.
He needs a DA. He needs a draft assistant. Me and him had a little words about Shevchenko Crespo. And I
Shevchenko's
said to him,
Mr. Boom. But Lace.
Mr. Lace. That's why he was only good at AC Milan. And only that one time he was at AC Milan. When he went back, he flopped again. He flopped.
He was good at Dynamo Kiev.
Yeah, but Russian League. What are we doing here?
Hat-trick against Barcelona at 19.
Yeah, you know what, bro? I get it, man. Bro, you know teams concede goals, but he had a successful period of his career at AC Milan and nowhere else. Hernan Crespo scored everywhere because variety. He had a Swiss Army.
He wasn't
Army
great
knife.
At Chelsea, though.
No, he scored goals, though. Scored goals, bro.
But maybe no more than 13.
No,
or
no,
man.
Like. Yeah, but still, but bro. And then when Shevchenko came, six. Scored six. And the six. Six. Crespo didn't come with the same name. No, no, but when Crespo went, Milan, Inter, Juve, scored goals every single place. Scudettos, every single place, he scored goals. 100%. Am I wrong?
Mm. No, you're not wrong, but that's the same league.
Yep. But Shevchenko went back there and didn't score.
He was old by then.
Oh, Crespo, boom, scoring. When Roma scored. You know what I'm saying? Palmer, goals. Him and Palmer.
No, because they say name more Italian teams, go on.
Sampdoria.
It's just the league.
Have it there, though.
Nah, I hear it.
NordVPN.
This episode of Filthy Fellas is brought to you by NordVPN, the world's leading VPN and best VPN for 2025.
Jeez!
When you're away for business or leisure, NordVPN lets you watch all your streaming services and most importantly, watch the football. That's what we're here for. It's the fastest VPN in the world, so no lagging and buffering. Someone's off to Prague tomorrow to watch the Arsenal. I'm not that person. Please make sure you get NordVPN. It will make your experience a lot easier.
Jesus Christ, I got Prague.
And it's safe. Your online identity, bank details, etc. are safe with NordVPN. Privacy, no digital footprint. Can't see your foot there. It's safe. It's tailored to your needs.
Step like polar bear, brother. Can't see your footprint. Flipping hell.
It's safe. It's tailored to your needs. One NordVPN account can be used on up to 10 devices.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with NordVPN 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the podcast episode description box below.
Filthy.
Where we going?
Going to Dubai, baby.
Come on!
Going to Dubai, man.
Pack your sunglasses, Lippy, man.
That's why. Why do you think I had them? This is why. This is the Dubai episode right now. But obviously, you're doing a little tournament out there in collaboration with Precision Football mm-hmm. and Street League
mm-hmm.
5-a-side tournament. Friday the 5th of December, Dubai.
Surely I'm allowed to play.
You're trying to go, innit?
I'm trying to play, bro.
Surely, man, it's impossible.
I'm trying to play.
That an
bro.
XP. Stature like myself cannot go there and not play. It's impossible.
You have to go.
I'm bringing my son Deco's. You don't think it's a joke?
No, John, 100%.
What's XP? X Pro?
Yeah.
Oh. That's points.
Experience X Pro.
Obviously, you got a vet like myself. Don't make me lace up those. Hey, there's TM Pose.
Well, me and Liz were over there. We went over to Dubai. We went over to Precision Football. We've met the guys from the Street League. They know about Filthy. We saw Cole Palmer there. We saw Ryan Babel there. Do you know who just hit me up on the DMs as well?
Who? Who?
You lot wouldn't get this if you had every opportunity in the world.
Ashanti.
Almost. Titus Bramble.
No way.
Own goal massive. Hey. Mr. Own Goals.
Swear down.
All right, get him on the pod. HMRC will pull him up. Had a great game against Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
He all sent me a voice note. He said straight away, I'm in, bro. Let me know when. So he's saying he's coming down to the tournament. Do you know what?
Someone's
we game. Might include this voice note. We might not. It just depends on what he said. What did he say?
Yeah, bro, that's good. I'm in, so just let me know when you're planning to come. All good.
Didn't say much.
He sounds like a man that scores own goals.
He sounds
bro.
Like a man that's going to foul someone.
He's going to two-foot somebody.
You saw Babel. Did you see him kick ball?
Yeah, Babel
he's
kick ball.
Cold, he? Man.
It's good, it's cold.
He's always going to be cold. But look, you see this certain man, yeah, that even after they leave ball, they've still got it. He is one of their man, bro. Their man are just, they're talented. Their talent is different, bro.
It's nice when you see like former pros and they do them games and you see Eden Hazard looking like he's pregnant and then you see Ryan Babel still going gym. So football, ex-pros, man, stay in shape, man. Warm to you. Look, and unless you're Wayne Rooney.
We even asked him what happened to the Arsenal movie goals. He was waiting for that. He said, yeah. I remember asking him, he said, I was waiting for that call. And then my agent said the Premier League and it was Liverpool. He's like, bro, like, you can't wait no longer. You know them ones, innit? It was now or never. But he was proper waiting. He was waiting for you lot. Facts. Told me that. No cap.
They do that though.
Awesome. Now, my last memory of him is when he went down in the Champions League and got that penalty against us. Yeah, remember when Walcott did the mad run? We came back and they just destroyed us at the end. Knocked us out. Big up Ryan Babel though.
Speaking of the Champions League, back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. How's everyone finding it? Obviously, us doing what we do. All competitions just moving mad, man.
Clean sheet.
Match day three saw 71 goals scored. It broke a record, which surpassed the previous record of 67 goals scored in match day one. So 71 goals. And I was talking to these boys a minute ago. One of the games was PSV 6, yeah. Napoli 2.
Big up Dennis Mann, cold player.
No, he's cold still. He's Romanian, cold. He's cold.
Dennis Tats, Mann. Everything.
He's cold. Remember,
the name though.
Dennis Mann, that's a superhero.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Dennis Mann. So what's no, it's cold.
No, but they put the works in on Napoli.
Was that the Wednesday game day that day?
No, the Tuesday game.
Tuesday.
Oh. That was when there was like 46
Wednesday,
goals.
I think everyone was 5-1. Every game was 5-1.
No, there was like two or three games, 5-1. But
three games out of
Tuesday
four.
Was six. It was just everyone scoring six.
Tuesday, there was 46 goals.
Barca.
Like scored.
43.
But match day one, Lippy, what was it saying?
Bilbao 2-0.
You've had two Spanish teams back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
So we done 2-0 on the first day. That contributed to match day first. We scored two, and there was 65 other goals scored in and that match day one. Match day two had 62 goals. Match day three, which obviously broke the record, 71 goals. So I personally can tell you, I'm very, very happy that they've moved out of that group format.
Do you want to know what I want to know? Because remember, my agenda is that this format is easier than the old format. Oh, so I want to know how many goals were scored on average in the group stages on match day one. Because I guarantee it ain't no.
No, but you know what? You know why it's different, yeah? Because it makes sense for everyone to go for it. Because it seems like there's more of a chance to get through. So everyone's playing. And no one can defend but Arsenal. You're the only team in Europe.
Lippy was asking previously about something. The record, 2000-2001, match day one, 63 goals in 16 games. So there was two less games. There were 63 goals in the first one. But there was 71 goals is the record. So I guess it doesn't look that dissimilar. It's not that much difference, really. So this year alone, this calendar year, PSG have scored 46 goals. Can I also let you know five of them in the final?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a mad thing.
Against a man, he's the team that can defend.
No, but
this year they're actually doing well though.
Because they are a team.
This year
they're
doing well. To be a good defensive team.
Summer's only letting one goal this year.
I've been a care about that. If you're in a final, this is where your name gets etched up in stone, brother. You understand? You concede five. You're not a defensively strong team, bro. You broke when it mattered.
every team has held a five and a kicking.
In a final?
Maybe not in a final, but I'm saying.
Inter conceded a lot in the semis as well. Like
they
conceded 11 goals in two games.
But they're doing all right this season, though. I don't think they've conceded.
No, they've won.
I don't think they have conceded.
What do you mean? I swear they lost.
It's only Arsenal. Arsenal and
Inter. Oh, you mean
Inter,
in the Champions League?
In the Champions League, if that's what we're talking about. In the Champions League. It doesn't matter about who they've played in the competition on the table right now.
Poor
Inter and Arsenal
Mende.
Are the only team that haven't conceded. They're doing something right. What are we talking about here?
They're easier out than Uno.
Who's Inter? Who have Inter played?
That's what I said, brother.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
RAF.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Metropolitan.
How could it not matter?
It doesn't matter, bro.
There's a team in the Champions League called Karabat. If you played Karabat and didn't concede, I don't care.
Someone could score.
When we saw them against PSG, against Barca.
I swear they played Bodo Glimt.
Because, yeah, against PSG, against Barca. Yeah, man, they wasn't doing something right. Like, they, you know what it is? They're aging, man. They're getting on a bit, their team. They need a little bit of fresh. I think they need fresh blood in there. But Champions League, man.
Big business, that, man.
Big business. Man.
Anyone's club. Everyone here's Arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm Milan as well. Seven times. You can't chat to me. Yeah,
bro, no. You can't have two teams,
yes, I can.
Man.
That's my team.
Right, then I'm Liverpool and...
No, you can't change it now.
I'll go find another foreign team.
But hold on,
then.
Let me ask. Why?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Now, let's investigate this.
Yeah, why? Why? Because I've seen it. I've seen Bear kind of Arab. Nah, kind of Arab man.
Do two
doing key. The Italian thing. Because you can pass. Nah, I've seen it, bro, and Spanish. I've seen you saying doing the Alvarez thing. Where is it?
Because Lebanese, isn't it? So why haven't you got a Lebanese team? If you like, I support Liverpool and Montego Bay United. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I'm going
to
play for them.
Okay,
I'm gonna
I support them as well.
What's a Lebanese team like?
Now, why AC though? Why AC?
Grew up in a Middle Eastern household, bro. When you go back to Lebanon, everyone supports Bundesliga teams. People support Bayern, Madrid, Inter, all of those kind of teams. And I supported Milan.
Everyone supports Bundesliga teams.
And yeah. You went and supported
As
Milan.
As in, like, there's you support teams from other leagues. What, is Bayern not a Bundesliga team?
Inter though.
I said you support from different leagues. So I said Bundesliga, you support Bayern. Inter, Italy, Spain, Madrid.
Oh, so you have a team depending on the league. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You support teams from different leagues. So I grew
so
up.
So where's who's your Spanish team?
I don't support a team in every league.
You just so why did you use Italy?
I have a favorite team in league.
Milan was that was the first game I ever watched. I remember was the final Istanbul.
And they lost.
And they lost.
And you got and you emotional and said, I'm supporting them.
No, bro, 3-0 half time. That's when I stopped watching.
Oh, is it?
How you doing? No.
That's what I stopped watching.
If you stayed up, you would
have supported
Liverpool. Liverpool. You would have been a Liverpool fan, bro, if you stayed up.
If you stayed up for an hour longer.
Yeah. That's mad.
Yeah.
Well, today we are doing a Champions League draft.
Mm-hmm.
One player per team is what we're going to pick. There is actually a lot of players to pick. There's a huge amount of talent, lads. So therefore, just don't pick anyone from Karabat.
Before we continue, we publish content, new content every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So be sure to subscribe and ring the bell to get notified.
Ding!
To not miss out. They are definitely subscribing. They're DMing me all the time. And you know what it is? I'm going to tell the truth. I said I'm going to shout them out, but I don't know who to choose. I don't know if I choose the people that is the latest, the people that put the best message, the people that's from the best countries. I don't know. So
you know what? Go into your phone right now.
I reply to them though, so it's love.
Go to your Instagram DMs. Randomly, just pick anyone because there's always love in there.
The first person.
And just shout them out. Go to.
First person you see.
The first person I see.
Yeah.
Is man like Chris Penny.
Chris Penny.
Big up yourself, Chris Penny boy.
I'm not going to lie, his DM had nothing to do with Filthy, but big up Chris Penny. Big up Chris Penny, I saw his name there and you're saying big up yourself. I hope it was for Filthy and nothing else. But yeah.
Big you up.
From next week, I promise. The best messages will be read out. I promise.
Yeah, we'll do that. Best messages read out by Lippy. And I might even think about... No, I won't. I won't read out nothing from you guys. One player per team. We pick, like I said, there's a huge amount of talent to pick from. So I'm sure we all have a sufficient amount of ball knowledge here. And boys, one difference to every single draft. You lot get scared you're going to pick a weak team, so you try and make it a joke. I'm not... You can't do that mind games on me no more. Pick a good team. Attempt to win. Stop being a puss.
Try win. Show bull knowledge. Stop trying to not win. You know the ones where they're like, oh, let me run a joke so it looks... Forget that. Today, pick a team to win.
Flip this, man. Flip this.
Flip the snooze.
Flip the snooze.
I'm Cuba.
No, you can't. You can't get involved because it gets down to you. Flip.
What is it? What's the sides?
God.
Cuba or Cuba. White? Cuba
he's
or
the,
white?
He's the white side. I'm Cuba.
Cuba. Yeah, right. White. Skits is Cuban. Jad is white. For this.
Yeah. For this. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And we're going. Boom.
Cuba. 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 We start with Cuba. It's a snake draft.
You get double.
You get double. Mm. Yeah. And then obviously you get double and it swings back.
Right, we're going to start off with a guy that was born in the same hospital as me, Hammersmith Hospital.
Oh, you was born in Hammersmith Hospital?
Yeah.
So
I was born there as well.
All ballers are born there, bro.
I was born there as well, yeah.
Swear are you? Yeah.
But he's a French international.
Oh, wow.
And he plays in the German league.
Baller.
Right wing, Michael Olise. That's my first pick.
Can we ever talk about Olise? Because one thing that we do, which is very confusing, and I'm not accusing him of being a bad player or a good player, I'm just opening it up to the group of people here. We always put Bundesliga tax on players, but Olise goes Bundesliga, goes crazy, and we say, what a great player. So today, can we make a decision?
Mm-hmm. We've seen what he's done before Bundesliga, that's why. We know what he's capable of. Do you get me?
And he hasn't gone at a young age as well.
In the Champions League right now, he's got one goal, 3 assists. That's decent. Can't knock him.
What do you reckon Olise does today in the Prem at a bigger side? Is he replicating the same form?
I was going to say, I know that footballers watch this show. Yeah. And I was just going to say, Michael, don't go City. What's the point?
Or I'm Liverpool.
He's quality though.
Even hot, I wouldn't mind if he went Liverpool.
What?
But that's football. Like, that's, you understand? That's
I hear
a football
it.
Club. Like, but didn't he come from City?
No, Chelsea. Chelsea.
West London where?
Chelsea.
West London where?
He was at Reading for a little while.
Chelsea. Reading, yeah. Chelsea.
That's where he started. That's where he done his debut, I think.
You sure he was never player. At City?
No, at no point. I swear
he's brother was at Chelsea as well. Guys.
City was the where before he went pro. 100, I saw it.
I know him from Chelsea. I know him from Chelsea Academy. He was there for time.
All right, Lucy, you picking. That's giving you enough time for you to find someone you should pick.
I'm going to go... I've been thinking, but I don't know if I should. I'm going Lucio, centre back, Inter Milan. Lucio.
No, current.
Oh, you think all time?
You think all time he's gonna pick
now?
Lucio.
Lucio.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I know we're not doing. Bro. Forfeits, but surely something. Lucio.
Lucio's a top player.
Yeah, but
bro,
top player, and it's easy to get confused, but he picked Elise.
He picked Elise.
Yeah, I thought that's what he done.
Of all time. Robin and Ribery dipping there as well.
I thought that's what he done. I watched the man pick Michael Owen. You get what I'm saying, first pick.
Now we know. Who do you want to pick for today, my guy?
Recent times, centre half, I'm just going to keep it basic, Jonathan Tarr.
Hmm?
Jonathan Tarr.
Yeah. T-A-H.
That's your Bayern pick.
Yeah, Bayern. Yeah.
So that's your pick for this
Bayern
season.
Munich.
That's your one of one pick.
Yes, I'm going to start
I'll
there.
Be real.
I'm trying to win, boys. There's so many attackers, you know, but is, there's minimal centre-halves,
in
mate.
Terms of like the Champions League.
You know, so this now.
And just that's the worst draft. First pick.
Ever.
I want a centre-back. I want a good defence. Watch, I build, innit? You're going to go
cool,
strike.
Cool,
I'll try
cool,
and
cool,
pick us up there.
Cool, bro.
No, but you know there's other teams that have better centre-backs.
I want him.
Oh, can I name one?
I don't want to... Go on. It's one from each team. It's one from each team, though.
Yeah, so can I name one?
Yeah, go on.
Which has the best defence in the whole of Europe right now? Because you could have gone and picked a team that has great defenders.
You could have done it, and I could pick another one of them.
It's one per team.
Exactly.
So there's only one centre back you can get.
Yeah, but
and I picked one, Saliba.
Yeah.
So you better hope the other angel doesn't get picked.
No, I don't care about Saliba. There's others.
This is the French centre back that I love. At Arsenal, and will be lifting the trophy that's in front of Loons in May. William Saliba.
He's half Lebanese, by the way. He's putting
he
out,
is.
Isn't
I saw.
Half Lebanese.
William Saliba.
Lebanese grill.
William Saliba. Out of him and Gabriel, because I think
he's
we
the
talk
worst
about,
one.
Is he the worst one?
Yes. Yeah,
why?
Defensively. I know it's out of the two, someone's got to be, but I just think because Gabriel's just become so sharp. It's about sharpness, isn't it? Because he's a better footballer than Gabriel.
No
I think,
way.
Technically.
No, I don't think so.
I think he is.
I don't think
leans
so.
Back too
can,
much.
You can disagree,
he gets
but
on
I just
the ball
think
a lot, man.
Let's let people
I think
land.
You can get caught on the ball a lot, because you're a better footballer sometimes, yeah. I think he's over casual. But I think Gabriel now, because he's mastered he's mastered that role, innit? He knows the guy next to him's a bit Rolls Royce-ish. He's got to be the one, innit? And he's the one, bro.
What was you going to say, Loons and Skits?
I think Gabriel's better, but big up William Saliba. The next up, he's got, I think, what Gabriel's got a few years on him, innit?
So yeah.
He's got ample time to catch him, innit? It's just experience, innit? It's just the know-how. Certain times, Gabriel just looks a bit sharper, innit? But Saliba, top
player. Top, I think all I feel say about Gabriel, he makes a lot of more mistakes than Saliba.
I don't agree.
No. Not anymore.
Newcastle this season alone, he was making mistakes in the first half of the game. He's giving the ball away, and the one thing that he does is he'll get the winner though. He done it against Fulham 2 seasons ago. He gave away the ball against Mitrovic. Mitrovic scores. What does he do? He gets the winner. So in that same game, he's made a mistake. He makes up for it. I don't see Saliba do that too tough. I see Saliba make mistakes and he doesn't make up for it, but consistently, my preference is the Rolls Royce.
I ain't mad at it.
The last place I saw Saliba make champions, I mean, see, I baited it. The last place I see him make mistakes, like, consistently, was the Champions League, innit?
Real Madrid.
Yeah, and to be fair, and a little bit PSG game, the beginning of the games was a bit shaky, but like you said, experience, know-how, and that's why for my pick, I've got to pick the guy that got his teeth and his hairline redone.
Come on!
Gabriel. That is a serious centre-back.
Now, can I ask you a question, Lippy?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what all the... Let me open a question to the group.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that make Jonathan Tah look 20 times worse?
No.
Yeah, nah, bro.
I did that for Jonathan Tah. Because they're all roughly like... Jonathen Tah is decent, bro.
Of
but
course.
I think what brings him down is he plays for Bayern Munich, innit, in Germany. Like, it's not... You ain't gonna... Like, when's the last time you... Have you watched Bayern this season?
Yeah, I watched them this weekend still. But you see what's so mad? You can pick one player from every team. So when you lot are done with all these big clubs, everyone's all laughing and you've got Porto. See what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing, bro. I'm trying to win, bro. So box clever, like. Everyone's all,
We'll see you, bro. It, you know how good your team has to be now.
Luka, it's all fun and games to this.
I know my team's going to be strong everywhere.
For me, I'm going to start from the back.
Oh, damn.
Right from
everyone
the back.
Everyone has. Oh, you got goalie.
I'm going goalkeeper.
I hear it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go for the one and only Raya.
Best keeper.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Raya. Great goalkeeper. What he's doing right now is magnificent. Pulling off some mad saves and stuff. So, yeah, my first pick still, Raya.
I hear it.
Can I just say, I think a lot of the Arsenal defence, apart from maybe Saliba and Timber, profit from the system.
Mm.
I see the mistakes that they make. Raya's mistake against Atletico Madrid is ridiculous.
Bro,
he's top. Absolute. Oh, but he's top. But see the mistakes that he was making when he was making them at Brentford. You got punished.
But you see what it is, yeah? Why I say he's top is not even goalkeeper. Like, it is, but it
everything
ain't as well.
All round,
yeah. Like, I see, like, they were pressing him and he gave him a little shuffle. You get what I'm saying? I was like, raw. I didn't even know he, you know what I'm saying, innit? Doing little dummies and then still putting it the way he was dummy. He was acting like he's going that way. My man's pressing him and he still puts it the way the guy is. It's the,
he's very, you know, modern, isn't
he? Yeah, I think for me, it's like...
acrobatic as well.
You see, like with him, yeah, like his composure on the ball as a goalkeeper is mental.
Yeah.
Like when he clips it into a defender or to the right back, it goes pinpoint.
Mm.
Like you don't really have to move.
He's a good pass.
He knows how to pick a pass.
Is he Spanish number one now? He should be.
You got 2 picks, my guy.
All right, cool. For my first pick, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm not going with who you think I'm going. I'm going to go with one of the best midfielders in the world. I'm going to go with Pedri. Pedri in my midfield.
Quality.
And then I was thinking striker to go up front straight away, but I don't know who to choose because I don't know if I'm going to pick another City player or another Bayern player. So I'm just going to pick Haaland up top.
Can't really argue that. Yeah.
Monster Inc.
We've discussed Haaland here. Best striker in the world, boys?
No.
1.5.
1.5.
Yeah.
4 goals in the Champions League right now.
1.75.
I think it's a bit closer.
Nah, it's closer to 2 than 1.
Oh, okay. So that's less than 1.5 then. That's 1.25.
Lippy, you're the top of the table. You're the boss here. Who is a better striker than Haaland?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This guy's a madman.
He's sick.
We're both thinking.
I don't want to say it, bro. I don't want to influence the people.
What do you mean? Okay, because of the pick.
Wait, he ain't picked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
not picked. I know he's a pick.
He just asked him who's the better striker. That's it. Yeah.
All right, John Wick, pick your second pick. These lot. I like this. This is energy I want to win.
My first one was obviously Raya, the goalkeeper. And my second one for me has to be Timber. Right back.
You can't.
Oh, from the same club. Okay, cool. No problem.
Is insane.
No. He thought it was two.
For everyone at home, there's a screen in front of us, and the first line says
one player per team. Pick smart. And you're not laughing at me. He says, pick smart. And you're not laughing at me.
But we've all made mistakes here. Why is it?
Go.
Ah, cool. So. I'm not going to go for a right back, actually. I'm going to go for another centre half.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Virgil van Dijk.
Oi.
Virgil.
I'm not lying. You can't listen.
No, good pick. Defensive.
Come on.
Bro, you man, rate me a little bit.
I'm rating you.
What's happening?
We rate you, man.
We rate you, bro.
Come on.
Keep my defence in pick.
What are you saying?
You know what? You gotta be smart, like Loon said. So you gotta kind of
come on, wait.
And even though he's an enemy, I think he's a better striker than
I knew you were to pick him.
I think he is, man. Harold Jebediah Kane, as Marks calls him, I think he's.
That's an Arsenal man. You seen that kit, man? He looks the happiest.
He looks good in red.
I see him there, bro. Grinning T.
He's actually gone back to.
He met his gal in the Arsenal kit. He's with her now. So, yeah, trust me.
Bro.
Focus. Concentrate.
Luce is onto something.
Harry, if you're watching, look. It'll be an incredible story, Bayern, man.
Just chat to Bayern. Put out to, what's his name? Rolf Inger Halsenweiger. You'll swap Gyökeres for him tomorrow.
Gyökeres will go crazy over there,
yeah,
bro.
That's look at him selling it. Like, that'll be the craziest front line. Him and Luis Diaz, though. That is just, yeah.
Olise on the other side. Boy.
But I reckon there's a striker that's better than all of these, man.
Who's that? Oh,
originally from Cameroon. But they wanted money for him to play. So his dad said, scrap that. And obviously, you know my team. We're out here just repping the French. We started off with Saliba. And now I want Kylian Mbappe.
Nine, yeah?
Blood,
I want Kylian.
Fire.
I want Kylian Mbappe.
Jesus, bread.
You know, it's because of Luka. I was like, nah, let me not pick all the big guns first, but it made sense.
No. You went goalie defender.
Yeah, because I'm not going defender, the best goalie. Form of attack is defense.
Yeah, you're smart.
Bro.
You're actually smart.
The best form of attack is defense. So I thought, yo, do you know what? Let me at least get. But you've gone straight to Kill Bill.
Yeah, because when you turn up on time, you know what the vibe is. Woo.
1-0 to you, poet. 1-0 to you still.
There's team, like I said, there's good strikers, wide players, attackers everywhere, right? But this.
Jonathan Tah is the worst pick.
Bro, there's nothing you can do. Hey, you know what, Mitch? Hey. I'm going to forgive him Lucio.
Jonathan Tah is quality, bro. Top tier centre back. Bro.
You could take that sub off on the park. You could give him Crespo.
But you
bro.
Could have had him as your 10th pick and no one would have picked him.
I don't. I know, but I just wanted to get a centre half out of the way. I didn't want
to
waste and an attacking
no
pick.
No
I didn't
ball.
Want to waste Arsenal on and a team like that on. Yeah. I wanted to get a quality. I don't want Gabriel. I'll go and get Jonathan Tah. You get what I'm saying? And get a bad boy next to him. You understand?
So what you got to do is stop talking now so you can tell us your pick now. No. Give us your pick.
I'm buying time, but go I am. On. So.
Buying.
This is what is so difficult. Should I use this pick
Lippy said,
for
hurry up.
Him?
You support
I'm
Liverpool.
Going on the right wing.
He supports Liverpool.
It's yeah, natural. I'm going to the right wing.
And he's
going to
do it.
Right? I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do.
You're
going to
go for his son.
I'm going for Lamine Yamal.
Damn it.
Okay.
You know that's my favourite player.
Good player.
That's my favourite player.
Good player.
Although last weekend, Real Madrid did teach him a lesson. What do you like? What do you not think about these footballers moving like NBA, moving like boxers, like talking?
Yeah, he's like the Ja Morant, isn't it? Of thing.
It reminds me a bit of back in the days.
But like, you know what it is?
We're friends and stuff, but this is
they're not friends.
No, they're not.
Bro.
They don't.
Yeah,
like
but friends. Even that's better. Yeah. That's even better. I don't like all this friendsy stuff. The man doing this under the thing. No, bro, it's real life beef. This is El Clasico. Bro, what are we talking about?
He said changing room.
He said changing room. He told man changing room.
Yeah. But he knows his dad's in there though, man.
That's rude, bro.
I'm on that.
I got a man that will lock up his player.
Oh, you're taking the
what room. A great.
I know where you're going.
To the left, Portuguese.
He did it.
What a
in
great.
In the French league.
He's fake.
He's the best, bro.
He's the best left back.
He's got two goals, two assists already in the Champions League. I'm going for Nuno Mendes.
Well done. And you got a second pick? You got a second pick?
I'm going to go right back.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick a guy. He's good in the air. And he's always there. I'm just going to go to Inter, Dumfries.
Damn. That's a strong, get me. A strong man.
He's good, man.
He's very good. He pops up all the time.
Some important goals.
Oh. Bro, I think he got four GA in the semi-finals.
That's crazy.
Against Barca.
That's why.
He got like two goals, two assists, or three goals, one assist, or three assists, one goal. Something like that. Something crazy.
All right, cool. I'm going left wing. My favourite player. It's always a debate, but I got both of them. I got Désiré Doué. Yeah, bad boy. Yeah, it's
street
timing.
Ballers.
It's timing.
Street
Jonathan
ballers.
Jonathan Tarr's going to hit the big Diags. The big Diags. Yeah. Talent.
Jonathan Tarr, the luckiest man wearing his squad, playing with these players.
Trust me.
I'm not happy because my team was meant to be all French and all black.
Oh, you still
New Zealand? No, because he's taken Doué. If I know who I want, if I can't get them, I don't want it no more. So I've decided to embark on a new journey, a new dream.
Okay.
And this boy has been called one of the best players in the world.
Okay.
But 4 years ago, he played for Wolves. Give me Vitinha.
Bad
right
boy.
Damn. Now.
Bad boy. Yeah, good. Look at Twinkle Toes.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something that you and Loons have done just now. But you see this player, not only is he better than Loons' player in the same role.
Wait, who, what one?
Ludacris has a tune about his country.
What?
Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah.
Kvara Kvaratskhelia, starting Baller. Left wing. The only man I've seen Doc, who did it a little bit, but give Timber serious problems. Yes.
Serious problems. Anyone.
Like, when I say serious problems, you know what I like about him? He doesn't even have to go past you to give you problems. He'll have you standing there just. And then, yeah. Crazy. Love him, man.
I'm back at the Vets football, you're right, because you see, I tried to do.
Jinky.
You got to, bro.
It's all about.
You see that, like, you see.
That little body thing.
You underestimate, big up the old Parkonians. You get me? That's my team. You understand? But. You see, you underestimate the ball roll.
Serious,
so,
bro.
So the ball's rolling and I think I can go, like, I can shimmy, but it rolls so fast that I'm ending up chasing it. You get what I'm saying? And then I get slide
when
off the pitch.
When you're older, dribbling is different.
It's
mad.
It's dark.
Well, you know what? You lot have been saying a lot about this guy's good, and I rate it. But I'm going for the guy who's both footed. We don't even know what foot he is. He can take corners if he's left, he can take corners if he's right.
Santi Cazorla.
Simon Ga.
Dembele.
Dembele, viens Simon Ga.
The pick.
Viens ici avec Simon Ga.
Now you know ball.
C'est quoi ça?
C'est quoi ça?
I'm going to counter that.
Putting him to the right.
Yeah,
I'm putting him to the right.
Onion.
All right, cool.
You got two, my bro?
So I got two. I think I'll keep the PSG theme running. You went and got the best left back. I'll go and get one of the best right backs as well. I'll go Hakimi.
All right.
That's right. Quality.
Mm.
Good player.
And then I'll go with a bit of ball knowledge because I know you lot are lacking in that sense. I'll go Napoli and I'll go Buongiorno, centre back.
Yeah. Ha! Who the hell's that?
Yeah, exactly. You don't
they
need
conceded
to.
Six.
They conceded six, bro.
Ha ha ha, that's the worst.
He's better than Tor.
Who's that? No, he ain't, bro.
Do you know what it is, though? The comments are going to laugh at them. In the reality, don't fall into
the
trap.
No. The comments don't know. As in the football outside, they say you lot don't know it.
Yeah, but
take him.
He took offense.
Jonathan Wick, go on.
Take him, bro.
Jonathan Wick, go on.
My attack's done.
Like I keep saying, my defense is everything. My defense is everything. However, everyone's been given that a bit of, you know, good wingers, etc. So I'm going to go for a man that we haven't all spoken about, but he is him.
Him?
He is him.
Him's gone.
No, 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 no. Him is Vinny Jr. He's on the other side.
I can't lie with that. It's cold because this
he's
season,
on the other side.
He's not a joke.
He's not messing
still
around.
Still Vinicius Jr., bro.
No. Vinny's top five.
He is him. Dembele on one side, Vinny on another.
This season, that's he's very epic. Unselfish.
One sec, Lippy has something to say.
Kill him.
That's
kill him.
That's not it, y'all. Yeah.
It's not even a word. It's just...
That ain't it, yeah.
I have to let it go. You know what it is? I like Vinny's good. You can't say he's not good. But there's just something. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't care about that.
Shall I tell you the truth, yeah? Shall I tell you the truth? What's unfair to him is that he's meant to be like the Neymar, the Dinho, the Rivaldo.
He's not.
And he's kind of like the first one that's kind of like, he's different from them. You feel me? He's a bit...
You know when he first came to Real Madrid, they brushed him, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't meant to be like this person. He realistically should have been gone years ago after his first season. He was terrible.
Yeah, but he got
in the gym, got working. No, he was young. He was young. But Neymar was young. And when Neymar came in, he was that guy. Now, that's why he's like, at the comparison of what Brazilians need to be like.
I think Rodrigo suffers from that. You're seeing, I don't know if it's true, but you're seeing with the new boy. And what's his name again? Left footed you.
And the Magulhead.
Nah, man. And he said his favourite player is Bobby Charlton. Brazilian.
Oh, Endrick.
Endrick.
Bobby.
Endrick. I'm seeing that they want to loan him out.
He's getting Celta Vigo, bro.
You're taking the piss.
But if this loan don't bang, you understand? But Vinny, obviously, in a Champions League draft,
quality,
there's not going to be a lot of better left wingers than him. So, yeah.
At all.
But still. No, I don't know. Like,
he's going to give whatever fullback you have a headache.
It's a serious wing.
A headache.
You're right. No, it is. Speaking of headache, Liverpool, I've had some headaches recently. And the last game that I watched them in, there was a man missing.
What's his name?
But he's going to play in the six for me.
Go on.
Ryan Gravenberch.
Come on, man. They just look better when he plays. They look better when he plays.
Press resistant, old school trim.
Come on.
He's cold. He's cold. You know that old school, the kind of,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Caesar cut.
Yes.
Caesar cut. He's got a blending trim.
Boxer trim. Boxer, old school. 90s boxer
Come
trim.
Come on. Cold. Shout out Grav, man.
Cold.
Go on, Paul.
Big up, Grav.
So the player I'm going to pick, he's won the Champions League already. So you already know he's class. The player I'm going to pick, I've seen in real life with his girlfriend in Manchester. And I said, "Rah." The player I'm going to pick has the longest name for a goalkeeper I've ever seen in my life. And I feel like this position is going to get difficult purely because we're picking great teams. What about the keeper? Well, Donnarumma's cool for me.
Donnarumma.
I don't know about you, man. City. Do you know what but Donnarumma's cool
Let
me
for say me. One thing. He's got a weak side to him, his left side. He can't dive till he gets packed on the left side all the time.
Because Odegaard, in the semi-finals, it was on the left-hand side and he wasn't irreplaceable. Yeah. So Donnarumma is not getting killed in my
team. Say no more.
He
good
wasn't
pick.
Irreplaceable. You don't even cut that one, Ruben.
Come on, man.
Lugavel.
Right.
Lugavel.
So, I'm debating whether two players, I'm going to go in my Real Madrid bag now. Real Madrid. I've got a Real Madrid player. So I was debating whether it's, you understand? But obviously, more with power, need a bit of, elegance. But he didn't know that he looks like he bum weed. Centre back. Got him from Bournemouth.
Aye.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The boy, Dean Huijsen. Top.
He does, you know.
Top.
Do you know who?
Top player.
Have you seen his dad on Instagram?
Nah.
Go to Dean Huijsen's dad on Instagram. His whole Instagram is just his son. I've never seen a more proud father.
I'll be the same.
No. The homeboy is elegance. Yeah, what Dutch? What Dutch born, Spanish heritage? Yeah, man, that's a baller, bro.
Ask your question. How many red cards this season?
Two, I think.
Still liability. Yes,
no. I'm asking a question.
They're top of the league, bro.
I hear it.
Oh man, he played super dope yesterday as well.
Right, well, I got two picks.
Or last week,
these two get argued about week in, week out. See, in FIFA, there's chemistry. They're from the same league. If you put these two players in Ultimate Team, but it's Premier. A 6 and an 8. I'm gonna go Arsenal and Chelsea.
Oh, Sky, bro.
I'm gonna pick Rice and Caicedo.
Jesus Christ!
Boom, bam,
Rice
bim.
And Caicedo.
Yeah. Oh, he took my pick. Caicedo will play 6. Yeah. Solid. Don't worry, man. That's my picks. We argue week in, week out about these two players. Why not have them both? And let them do the talking for my team.
I hear it. Have the argument. Have the argument. Go to you, Loons.
So I've got Bayern, Barca, PSG, Real. So I got quality teams left, you know. I have big time team, you know. All right then. It's see, but he's getting into the centre of midfield. He's took the guy. He knew what he was doing. It's childish. Yeah.
I respect it still.
But I'm going to go, because there's not many strikers, you get what I'm saying to me? And I don't want to waste my... You get what I'm saying?
He said, get what I'm saying to me.
Yeah.
To himself. Get what I'm saying to me.
I went talking to y'all.
Saying to me.
Yeah.
That's cold.
That's cold, isn't it? That's a man that don't care about no one else but himself.
I'm going to go with Julian Alvarez.
That's a baller.
Baller.
Up top.
Boys, how long does he have at Atletico Madrid?
His last year of his contract now.
I think he goes summer, man.
What is a good move for Julian Alvarez in terms of the next club? But think about it, because Real Madrid have their striker set in stone. Man City have their striker more or less set in stone.
Arsenal.
Barca. Do they? Do Liverpool have their striker set in stone.
I think
maybe, yeah, Arsenal,
Real Madrid,
Barca.
I've heard Barca as well.
Is he?
Barca and Atletico got good business as well.
I think Barca's likely.
I think Atletico still own Barca money for Griezmann as well.
Oof.
Is it?
Dark. He's gone.
Oof.
Now, do you know what's the worst? If you owe someone money for some player and he's playing terrible, which is what's happening.
Griezmann.
All right, so I was in Dubai with Loons, Margs and Dan. We went to Precision Football. It was a fantastic time. And there was a player that came in and showed the man them love. He's actually a filthy fella, if I'm being totally honest with you. For me, he's along the lines of white people that are actually black. It goes Cole Palmer, Justin Bieber, and KSI.
And Colly Buds.
And Colly Buds, 100%. So I'm 100% picking Cole Palmer, my brother, real filthy fella. It's too cold. I'm going to put him on the right.
That's why I
need the talent to be in space. Shout out Margs, man. Shout out Margs.
What? You're eating with... When did you learn to eat with chopsticks?
You're eating with chopsticks?
You didn't tell me you could do that.
All right, for the viewers at home who are listening and watching, you can't see Mugs. So let's just talk to us lot.
Always eating.
Lick shot.
You know what? I don't know how this guy's playing at the moment. And I don't think he was great against us. But I think he's wicked regardless. I have Valverde as my one of my eights.
Player.
Yeah, I have him as one of my eights. Very that mobile.
Quality.
Ball striking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, proper.
Mm-hmm.
Got
a great strike on the ball, innit? Bro, he knows how to just torpedo them.
I'm going to go take it straight back to the centre back. This player's very irrational. But because the centre back I have can play with anybody, I think it's only right that because he's got great experience, he needs someone that he can kind of teach. And I think once this defender gets better like knowledge and understanding of ball, he'll be a top defender.
Where are we going?
So I'm going to go for Bayern Munich, the one and only Upamendi.
Upamecano.
Upamecano.
Upamendi.
Upamendi is insane. Upamendi.
No, 1 second, boys. No, seriously.
Upamendi.
Oh, man, remix. Upamendi.
Can you stop on the job?
No, do you know what? Can you help? Can you have a helper?
Yeah.
Can you have a helper?
Can you have a helper?
I don't need a TA, bro.
He needs a draft assistant.
Yeah, get a draft assistant. You need an assistant manager.
All right, you've got an assistant.
Upamendi.
Upamendi is
great. What the hell is Upamendi?
Upamecano.
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 All right, Upamecano for a week.
Upamendi.
All right. Jad Pitt.
No. He said it like it was cold.
He's a bad boy.
Upamendi. Like, yeah, everybody knows him. Yeah, everybody. I picked him.
Yeah. How y'all miss him? y'all miss him.
We've given Jad ample time here.
I've got two players, bro.
He's been waiting.
I've got two players. I'm waiting. Hey,
I've got one more as well. I've got one. I'm ready for next
oops.
One.
Big oops.
Hey, big oops.
Jasko.
Oh, sorry.
Big oops. Oh. Big
oops. Oopsie daisy.
All right. You lined him up as well. Go on.
Jesus Christ.
All right, cool. I got two picks.
That was terrible.
I'm going to choose my Bayern pick now. And I'm going to go with behind the striker. Go with Musiala.
He's back.
Go with Musiala. Mm. And then...
That's a top pick.
Has anyone picked Alisson?
Oh, it's two top.
No, it's two top picks.
No one's picked Alisson. Okay.
Musiala obviously recently had an injury. He's come back. But Bayern Munich have won every single game, irrespective of him being there. Jad, How does he get back into this Bayern Munich team, but what is his place within this Bayern Munich team? Because going forward, they've put Kane in the number 10 now. They've got Nicholas Jackson up front, Alicia on the right. Put your hand down. It's not school. Chad, talk to me, my Chargy. What do you see here?
Who have they got on the left?
Diaz.
Diaz on the left, he's
getting absolutely crazy.
I can't lie. It's just, I feel like they kind of integrate him in slowly, but kind of reverse back to what they were doing. Kane's just going to go back up top. And then Musiala's behind him. I think that just makes more sense. And then Jackson's more of a impact sub.
Pass the ball to Skits. He's got something he wants to say.
I just wanted to interject. The reason, listen, there's a 17-year-old there that you haven't mentioned, Lennart Kol.
Yeah.
He's been going brazy in Jamal's position.
Cool. Mm. Cool.
That's why they've been unbeaten, because he is the future. He is going crazy right now.
He's not the reason they're unbeaten, but yeah, he's good.
I think Musiala will now be a Serge Gnabry. Them impact man that comes on.
That's disrespectful.
That's just a crazy, that's so disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful.
No, it is, because you're calling him an impact player. He's first team.
I understand he's first team, but do you know sometimes coming back from a big injury like that can affect your gameplay?
Yeah, but so we haven't seen
what
it
I'm
yet.
Saying, so what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that he's...
Oh, for
he's,
now?
For now, he's going to come off the bench, get a little games, and he can't just walk in.
He made it back quick, though.
Yeah, no, but the recovery for them, man, is different.
Yeah, bro, it's insane.
But he will come in and he'll have to fight for his position again. He's not the guy as what we used to see him as before. He's just come back from injury.
All right, so give us the next Pokemon you're going to pick.
He's so dumb, man. He's so dumb.
I think he's in a movie. I think the character that I'm using today, I think he's in a movie.
He's character picking a Hollywood actor.
Is my playing Tiffany? man on.
I think he's in Batman.
What? Man, he's just landed. Christian Bale.
No, hold on. Let him land.
He's just landed in the UK. Yeah.
I think he talks a little like this.
The striker.
Bro, you've got Timber, bro. Raya, sorry. You've got Raya, bro.
He's done this Arsenal thing twice already, bro.
Brother, I'm not choosing him. I'm choosing Voldemort. The Newcastle striker.
Oh, Walter Mardy. He doesn't do that.
And he doesn't have that voice.
His name. Do you not understand what I said?
I don't think you understand.
I don't. Bro, Voldemort is my striker.
By the way, Voldemort don't even speak like that. Exactly. You're talking about Bane.
Bane! Oh!
It's all about Bane.
And that's Djokovic. And that's Djokovic.
No!
He said everything wrong.
You said everything wrong, bro.
Alright, so Dre, it was, yeah?
Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
Bro, it looks so
marks, man.
So what player
but
are you
that's
choosing?
My striker. My striker is the Newcastle striker, Voldemort.
Walter Mardy, he's called.
Voldemort.
I agree.
Good pick.
Big striker.
Lippy, show them, my brother.
I need to complete my midfield three right now. Mm-hmm. And I've got Grav 6 controlling the tempo. I've got Valverde for the legs. I want a guy that could kind of do a little bit of both. I think he's kind of gone under the radar in recent years, but I think he's still top quality. I'll have Frankie de Jong.
Oh, good quality shout.
Very good.
Good shout.
Great shout.
See? He had him right there, cuz. But yeah, nah, serious baller. 28 now, bruv. We've seen him grow up. It's crazy.
Frankie De Jong, he believed his career was going to go Ajax, Arsenal, Barcelona. His page went straight from Ajax to Barcelona because Arsenal were dead.
Do you think we could still, do you think there's still something there?
For Frankie De Jong?
Yeah.
He's a baller, of course. He's absolute top quality. Like the player I'm going
to pick. We might not particularly need him for the money we'd have to pay, innit?
Our midfield is cold. We don't think we need Frankie.
I wouldn't mind if let me not. Just big up all our players, man.
Well, Lippi's team's good. The teams are actually good. And I want to add to that. I think the player that I'm going to pick has to make a move to a top club to be fully appreciated. I think where he is right now is good. It's a good club. It's a big club. But he needs to take that step up. He was at AC Milan. He went to Tyneside. Man like Tonali is in my team because I am Jesus. I have the picture to prove it.
Poet, the whole time you're talking, the process is in my head. But look, I'm going to Tonali and I'm like, yes, that's right.
Quality player though. Got over the gambling. I don't know, we don't know if he's got over the gambling, but I hope he has.
Giving the money to someone else.
Yeah, physically no.
Joe Barton said one thing I agree with. We don't ever really change. We just stick. We keep our places out of the environments we made bad decisions. So I don't know if Tonali has stopped betting or he just doesn't go to the bookies no more.
You can't leave gambling if you're like football. You're a footballer, bro.
Yeah.
You're seeing odds of yourself to do things. You're just thinking,
that's
wrong. Do this?
That's wrong. I'm not getting booked today.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't getting booked today. 16 to 1. I put 10 bags on that. Yeah. Up there, outside.
Trust me.
Even Tonali. Always cheating.
Man, see me. Nah, this is where you get to techie. I'm using my football know-how, my football knowledge. And because the football world, a lot of football players, they forgot about this man. A lot of fans, they forgot about this man. I see him out on the roads with speed.
The roads?
Yeah, I see him on the internet on the roads. Just walking with speed. All the kids ran up to him. And they ignored him and went to speed. And I'm like, yo. They've forgotten the main character. They've forgotten him.
Who is it?
Paul LaBelle Pogba.
I respect it.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, number 8, man. Just do me right. Yeah. Aye.
Paul Pogba, I asked Femfel, I asked you for them tickets when he comes back and for the filthy lot to go Monaco.
No worries, back in my
free.
Team.
Yeah.
Captain.
Paul Pogba is a great player, but because you've got Jonathan Tah as well. All together, it might stink, bro.
It can't stink.
It might,
Jonathan
bro.
Tah.
It might.
Jonathan Tah was his first
but
pick.
He only can pick one from each club, and I didn't want none of their strikers. And I'm not going to take none of their midfielders.
Bro, Kimmich.
I don't want their left back or right back. So I took their centre, best centre back.
I'm going to finish off the back four.
Bono.
My two CBs. I'm going to go to Real. I'm going to grab the Brazilian Militao.
Made of glass.
Don't matter.
Made of glass.
To the right of him, or the left, either or, I'm going to Spurs. I think this player's quality. I don't care what anyone tells me. I like this guy, Van de Ven. Mm. I think he's
baller.
Top quality.
Baller.
In the right team, flourish.
Yeah, flourish.
And that's,
I heard
that's
that.
The back four done.
That is done. So I'm going to feel, you picked a man made of glass, I'm going to get a man made of like a bit more better glass.
Fiber glass.
Yeah, fiberglass, but arguably one of the best right backs in the world. Chelsea's own Reece James.
He's quality, you know.
Champions League.
Let's talk about Reece James for a second.
Let's talk about him, man. Let's talk about my defence. Jonathan Tah, Heisen, Reece James is strong.
All right, let's just talk about Reece James. Is it just injuries that holds this boy back?
Absolutely.
Or has to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If without, all right, this is what I wanted to see. What do you feel, Lippy? Do you feel like he's as good as people make, or is it the injuries that definitely hold him back?
I think he's definitely as good as people make out, yeah. But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, obviously, this is a difficult one, but I just think he probably needs to leave Chelsea, man. I think Chelsea are only going to be so good while he's in the peak of his powers and... He should go, man, because he's cold.
Quality.
He is cold. Even abroad, bro, a little bit less wear and tear on his body, easier football. One of them top European teams, he'd play over most right-backs on the planet. So I think he should go. I think
he's stubborn, though. I think he'll stay. He's Chelsea through and through.
He reminds me of a one-club man. So I feel like he would just do his whole career.
It's Chelsea through and through, innit? But it's
I don't think they extend. That's not good business.
I think so as well. I think he moves because of that.
You think they move, yeah?
No, because of injuries and stuff. Sometimes the team's got to move. Move on.
Wait, am I going now, yeah?
Paul?
Do you know what? The player I want to pick, I actually want to pick, plays for Marseille and used to play for Manchester United. But
oh, my life.
But I'm not choosing him.
We're not ready.
Because I'm not ready to make that commitment to him. But his history is too mad.
Guys, we're not
he's
ready,
like Diddy. If Diddy was a footballer, I wouldn't pick that as well. So instead, you got Lamine Yamal.
He's that Diddy.
I'll pick his brethren from 2 years ago, Williams, that plays for Bilbao. He can go on the left.
Cold.
When he makes a move to Arsenal, I'll be happy. Until then, just play for my team. We're trying to win. We're...
His brother's cold as well, right?
Very good pick.
I know that.
No, he's better than his brother.
Yeah?
His older brother.
I'll pick my other centre-back, my right centre-back. I hope he's right-footed. I don't watch a lot of Italian football, like I said, but I know my man's good. Is it Bastoni?
I hate you.
Oh, you're such a... What the...
Tramp.
What's right, going on? Inter Milan.
Like, you know the ones you think no one's going
to
pick him?
I swear to God, bro.
Because you lot are trying it. Man. I've got a plan. Yeah? I'm here with a plan, boys. He's right-footed, isn't he?
No, he's left-footed.
He's left, yeah.
Is he?
I'm terrible. Left to right.
It doesn't matter, though.
Two left-footed centre-backs. I don't like that, though.
Yeah, he's laughing at Jonathan Tah, isn't it?
Well, I'd rather have two... two no-foot, man. I'm joking.
Instead of Jonathan Tah, cuz.
You lot don't watch it, man.
So I've got a defender I'm going to choose, left-back. He is very aggressive. He can be irrational. He can also be a game-winner at times. He's got long hair as well, like this one. Plays for Chelsea. Cucurella.
On my mum's life, every Chuchurella. Single pick, I'm changing.
Hey, Mark, you like that one?
Choosing it.
That's my boy.
Oh my.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Boy.
Cucurella, let's go.
All right, Egypt.
Hey, I learned this one, you know?
Be quiet, he's buying time. Let's go.
Buying time, I'm vexed, bro. Everyone's just taking my picks. All right, cool. I'll start off with right wing. And this is a player that I used to think wasn't that guy in big games, but he's proved me very, very wrong, especially in the Champions League. I'm going to go Bukayo Saka, right wing.
What? Imagine, huh?
There's not much right wingers left.
There's a few. I've got a few.
No, I'm fuming now because everyone's taking every single pick that I wanted. I'll go left back and I'm going to go with... No, he stinks. I'm going to go midfield. No, he stinks.
No, who's you going to say for you?
No, I can't. My midfield is so unbalanced, but I'm going to go midfield. There's no defensive minded. Barella, Inter.
Woo!
I'm not saying it yet.
But I like that. Barella's
good, though.
So, you know, I always say this thing. When you leave a place, yeah, they say the grass is not greener on the other side, but we've seen it plenty of times when you leave Manchester United, you can go and prosper somewhere else. Please come and bring me McTominay in my midfield.
Ooh. Oh, that was my next.
Cool.
I was going to get him.
Yeah,
Wicks. I was going to choose him.
First time for Lay.
Volley. Did you see his? Yeah, did you see his goal?
Did I see the
bad
goal?
Boy.
Can you ask me a question? I can ask you one question. Sure. Just be honest with me. Did your teacher's assistant help you?
Yeah, of course.
Did you help him?
Yeah.
Magnificent, I told you.
And he's a United fan.
Mark Tominay.
His mate, bro.
So basically, sometimes I have to use my teacher when I'm being bad. So the school teacher.
Oh, my
dear. That sounded mad.
You
know what, Lippy? I don't even know
Lippy,
mad.
What would you say, Lippy? Lippy, what did you say?
Yeah, Lippy, what's going on?
Listen.
This is mad.
You don't remember when I said Tominay was better than Roy Keane technically? You don't hear me now?
Oh, Loons, let it go, man. Please, brother. Please. Let it go, bro.
Is it me now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Never.
So I'm going to go right wing to complete my front three. It's out of two players, yeah? One of them is from my dad's country.
Okay.
One of them is from my primary school. Literally, bro. And you know what? The one from my dad's country plays for Spurs, so I'm not going to pick him. So I will pick...
Brennan Johnson.
Jacob Murphy, right wing.
Byron Jacob
Court.
Murphy.
Byron Court.
Not
Byron Cork.
That is worse than Jonathan Tarr.
No, it ain't. Look at my front three.
I don't think it is, you know.
Nah, it's not. It's not.
Kavara left wing. Then I got Harry Kane in the centre. My man swinging it. You're crazy.
He's feeding Kane.
Bro, watch when you see my team. You need to see what's going on. Come on, my broski, man. And my one, man, sentimental as well. I don't want to pick Kudus. I want Murphy, yeah.
So Jacob Murphy, Northwest finest. It makes sense. Lippy, who he's with, consistent. Lippy always picks this individual as well. He's had a great season. Fourth highest assists in Europe last year.
Wicked.
Jonathan Tarr's never done anything of like that.
He's gone unbeaten in the Bundesliga, bro. Come on, man. Centre off, man. What are you doing here?
But I'm going to pick someone from Loons' team. I haven't picked a person from Liverpool as of yet. And I've got two people in midfield. I've got Vitinha. And who's the other person I've got? Let's double check, make sure it's not right. Oh, Tonali. So Tonali needs, obviously, we need physicality in there. We need someone that's Hungarian. We need someone that can go right back if you want and score a fantastic free kick against Arsenal. I would like Sabos Adult, not Sabos.
Bad boy. He makes Verts look small, my boy. Watching him live is insane, bro. It's insane.
Is that me?
It is you, my guy. Sabos, though.
Obviously, John Wick went Napoli and picked the person that would have been my second pick from Napoli. I'm going... Yeah, it's my midfield's old school, but it's top KDB, Kevin De Bruyne.
I hear it.
It's hammy, though.
We're not here for that. We're here for the player.
All right, cool.
Pogba, KDB, it's murder.
KDB definitely is not the same guy. I watched him a week ago take a penalty. He scored the penalty. And you know the celebration that Kubo done and some other people done? I thought it was going to be that. My man took a penalty and was crying afterwards. Like, if that's who you want in your midfield,
bro.
Is that for 6 weeks? Huh?
Is that for 6 weeks?
From taking a penalty?
Dark.
That's dark.
11:59 p.m., bro.
Dark. My next pick. Poet likes this guy.
Pause.
He likes this player, sorry. He's at Barcelona, centre attacking midfielder. He's that going normal. Crazy, Firmin.
Oh.
He's going crazy right
now. Better in that
who?
Position. Firmin Lopez.
Oh, he's cold. He's
quality. Then I'm going to go over to my centre forward, Liverpool. Said he's the best looking guy when he was at PSG. He's a bad boy. He's better than Isak, I think. Ekitike.
Reactionary.
All right, can I say something? Can I ask you something? Is he better than Isak?
Yes. I think he is.
Well,
I think he's sharper.
I'm not trying to cuss Isak. He might just be that cold, you know.
Maybe.
Do you remember
he's
when you
cold,
they just it happens out of nowhere, bro. This could be it, bro.
Maybe.
And I heard you lot speak about Isak on a couple of shows ago about opportunities. People just forget that he flopped at Dortmund. It's like it just never happened.
It was a child.
It did happen.
He was a kid though. Etiquique flopped at PSG.
Yeah, he flopped at PSG.
Exactly. They're kids.
And then he gets to Liverpool and he looks very convincing. I'm saying Isak flopped at a big club and now he's gone back to another big club. He doesn't look convincing.
The loan at Dortmund was crazy that he took to that Willems team or whatever.
Willem Twee.
Yeah, he went mad.
But Willem Twee,
yeah,
the Dutch league.
He was a kid, he was 18, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, is it me? Or is it you? Is it me?
Mm-hmm. You're stressed ever since Liverpool started losing,
I'm
bro.
So not different stressed, man. You would not believe, bro.
Different man.
What have I got? I've got six left back and goalie.
Yep.
I'm going to go... I don't think I've got an Arsenal player. Is Declan Rice gone, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't want him anyway.
This guy.
I'm going for... I'm because I've got the experience with Jonathan Tarr, who's gone invincible. Yeah, I'm going to go and get... Yeah, well, he hasn't gone invincible? We like...
No. I love that.
So... And we've got the future in Dean Huijsen. We've got the talents of Reece James. I'm going to get, that's power and smoothness. That's what I like, yeah, power and smoothness in terms of centre back. One's aggressive, one's, yeah, got the ball at his feet, pause. And then I've got Reece James, but I'm going to go get the left back version of Reece James. That's how I see him.
Yeah. Who?
Miles Lewis-Skelly. Quality.
That's not a terrible shout.
That's a decent shout, bro.
Miles can't cross.
No, it's just how he goes into the midfield.
Yeah, inverted.
You not laugh at that, yeah?
No, I said that's
you're
going to
get past one of them and buck into Jonathan Tarr.
No, I hear
and,
it.
And who don't you want to buck in a dark alleyway? Jonathan Tarr is going to make you take off your Rolex, take off your trainers, take off your hat.
Fair enough. Nah, it's a good shout. Is it my goal?
It is your goal.
Do you know what? I actually forgot I had to pick a player. But luckily for me, there's a centre-back that just moved in with his sister, which I think is weird. But he's been playing football from 17 for Barcelona. I think I gave away a penalty last year against Inter Milan, which disappointed me. His name is Paul Cubrasi. He's absolutely quality. And he will be in my team alongside Saliba. You just see our centre-backs are the future. Fuck up some comments.
I hear that. I'll pick right back now. My right back is actually a centre midfielder because that's what they do now.
They do.
2025.
They do.
Wasn't great against us. Was really good against Liverpool. I'll have Marcos Llorente from Atletico.
Ooh, player.
That's a right back, centre back. Yeah.
He's a player though.
Very always busy. Scores against
very,
us.
Very, very busy.
Always scores against us.
He's a Liverpool type player, I think. All action, neat though. I think he's cold. He could do right back for you lot.
I want Jurrien Timber.
It's cold, isn't it?
Mate.
What's up, mate?
That's who I want, mate.
Not happening, mate.
Another man who's also a Ballon d'Or winner.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We can see without him, the team can't function. He's still getting into his groove a little bit, but I'm going to go Rodri.
Okay.
In my cam. I mean, sorry, in my DM. In my DM.
Okay, cool. No, I feel that was a genuine mistake. Don't do that. It was. Don't do that.
Because he tried to be too smooth.
Yes.
In my DM.
We cut the show.
You saw that, innit? He was trying to be too smooth.
Too smooth.
Jad Kielka.
All right, cool.
Jad Kielka.
You're saying Jad. All right, I'm going to go. I don't think I've picked a Madrid pick yet. So I'm going to go with my centre back. And at the top of his game, I think he's better than the centre backs you've mentioned from Madrid already.
What, Rudiger?
No one's picked Rudiger, right?
Nah.
He's definitely better than Militao.
Yeah, he is.
Antar.
what about Heysen?
He's better than Heysen.
He's not letting that go.
Heysen's got him at the team, bro.
Nah, I hear you.
Anyway, yeah, Rudiger at centre back. And then for left wing, I'm going to go with one of the best wonder kids in the world. And that is Kenan Yildiz from Juve.
He is a baller. Arsenal should go for him on the left hand side as well. He's like a better Martinelli. Martinelli.
Do you think he'll hack? He ain't left footed.
He's right.
Do you think he'll hack the prem?
He's Turkish. Yeah. What green lanes on Owu? Are you mad?
No, you're right.
One dollar on Owu.
Nah, I hear it, but it's bro.
Come on, man.
Why wouldn't he though?
It's just bro. It's. I don't think it's so much about physicality now, but this is a frustrating league for players like him. You know, like you're seeing it with Wirtz. I'm not saying, them kind of pretty ball playing kind of players, like it's, especially if you're going to play for a team like ours, City, you're going to be playing against low blocks. He's young. I guess he'll have time to learn.
And adapt.
But, yeah.
And if you're going to have, if you're going to play a game against a low block, you'd rather be wide. You don't want to be in the middle where it's all congested. So like wide for him, that's where he plays now.
Fair,
and he plays for Juve. He's used to that type of.
He could do both as well. He could play in the number 10 as well.
100%.
He could play on the left. He does it for Turkey.
I think he's more of a, yeah, yeah.
I think the winger though.
He's definitely cold.
No, he's definitely better in the wing position.
But he's like a half space, he's not like a touch.
Full on, yeah. 100%.
I hear it still. But yeah, nah, he's good.
Good player.
My cam that I'm going to go for, World Cup winner. Didn't do too great against us. Watched him live, was actually really terrible. But
he just catches his players. I know,
it's horrible.
No, he didn't do great. I think it's the legs, isn't it? They're catching up with him. But however, he is a bad boy. His left peg is stupendous. And I'm going to go for Griezmann.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, I think he was going to be like Mutu or something.
I've got a great three in the middle, by the way.
What's that? What's that midfield?
Griezmann.
As in cam, behind the striker.
Top tier.
Can I tell you something? Do you know the first time we wore caps, it was to block out the sun from going into our eyes?
Mm-hmm. But now we wear it to the side like Will Smith.
Oh, I don't want to do anything like Will Smith.
You're bringing up all the bad boys.
Lippy.
Two more picks. I think mine is a left back and a keeper.
The keeper situation is going to be
dark. Keeper situation is kind of dark, isn't it?
At this
just
point.
Just think, Lippy, you ain't picked certain teams yet, so.
You know what? I'll do a random one, man. Chelsea. I don't have a Chelsea player, do I?
No.
I'll have that hate OU left
baller.
Back.
Baller. Yeah. Okay.
Hat-o, yeah.
You can hate-o now.
Yeah. You can hate-o now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have hat-o.
All right.
Say no more Adebayor.
Yeah. I like that, a black left back.
I like that. I'm going to go for a black left back. But my black left back has Platz. Yeah, man, my black left back has Platz. And the only black Italian I knew before that was Balotelli. And I have a problem with people that are black and an Italian and black people in Italy. They're just very confusing to me. I went to Milan in 2015. Black people were selling me string. This is a true story. I don't know what you
black people were selling
were
me string.
Selling me string.
I would say ask David Vianich, but it might come across racist. This is a true. Also, I don't know if you lot have seen Clarence Seedorf recently.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's a lace.
I thought that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's gone mad.
By the way, I'm picking a doggy, sorry. Spurs left back.
He's gone mad. Seedorf's gone mad.
By the way, you forgot Moise Kean.
Oh, I did forget him, but for good reason. Now, back to Clarence Seedorf. Sorry.
Remember Akaka, that used to play for Watford and Sampdoria, I think it was. Remember
Italian.
That they had a fullback called Ferrari.
Was he black?
Yeah, he was kind of light-skinned, barred dude.
From Inter?
Yeah, I'm sure he was Inter. from something like that.
Come on, rate that.
Moise Keane's there.
Who else is black Italian? I don't know.
Yeah, but shout out all the black Italians and the black Polish people, man. At least,
What the fuck?
Got you.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, fruit perfect. Punch. All right, cool. So whether I got a goalie and a CDM or a cam, so I'm going to go I know you're probably waiting for the goalie still. So I'm going to pick Sommer.
I couldn't get him anyway.
Yeah. So this. Boxed that out of someone. Yeah. Anyway.
Go on. You don't even sound excited by it. Go on. I've got two
left, right? GOP. All right, I'm going to pick a goalie. I'm going to go over to Newcastle. He's only conceded two in the Champions League right now, Nick Pope.
I don't trust him around kids.
Hey, man's religious. And gonna finish off my left wing. Damn.
See?
Oh, see? No.
You wasted at the top clubs. Nah. I'm at these clubs getting goalies and that. You get me? Box clever. I got the best front three.
What teams have I got left, bro? I picked all the good teams.
Listen, I'm not gonna help you.
Do you need my teaching assistant? He can come and help you.
You know what it is? You should think Prem first, then maybe La Liga, then Red. That's how you do it, bro.
That's where we are. That's,
yeah,
Prem.
Literally. Think Prem first.
This is where we are.
I'll deal with that, yeah. I like that one. Ansu Fati, Monaco. That's decent.
I can't lie, this
Lugavelli.
He's going mad.
Lugavelli with the save.
I didn't know.
My team is
I'd
done.
Never know how he's playing.
Like he's done more this
season.
He brought it back, innit? He brought it back.
Bro, he scored like 8 goals in like 110 minutes or something. How that makes sense? It don't.
Yeah. Ansu Fati.
3 sub appearances.
Like he's trying to get his GBG back still.
Bro, he's made three sub appearances, 8 goals.
We got Monaco, innit?
Don't say that. We do.
Yeah, we do. We have Monaco.
Yeah, watch
me, yeah. Boys, I've got a CDM. Oh, I had it as well, you know.
There's a lot of midfielders, you know.
There's so many midfielders, bro.
No, but it's about the clubs they're at, isn't it? had one.
Choose Hakan. Oh, you can't. You got Young Summer.
Have I got a Liverpool player? Haven't I? No, I haven't. I'll get McAllister.
I can't believe you ain't picked a Liverpool man.
He done it on purpose.
Why? Just because
you can be like, I've not picked a Liverpool player.
Yeah, but you leave your club last, so I like better players everywhere, innit? So
he hasn't been great this season.
He's a good player, though. World Cup winner. It's
definitely
player.
Needed in the team, though.
Let me just finish my team quickly. I'm going with my right back. Napoli, gangster, been there for years. Di Lorenzo, Hench. He's not Hench. He's not. But that's my right back. And, you know, objectively, I think I have the best team.
Calm. I have a keeper left. And it's not a lot of teams left for me. So I'll go for the Dortmund keeper, Gregor Kobel, his name is. He's 6'5".
It's been ripped,
He's
though.
Good on ultimate
Have
team.
You picked a Barca player?
Yeah, I picked a Young.
You're mentioning FIFA. You remember when I mentioned FIFA?
This is a draft. Draft is a FIFA team.
Yeah,
literally,
draft is like
bro.
A FIFA
no
draft.
Ultimate team. Of course it is,
no
bro.
Way.
You picked De Bruyne.
It's a FIFA team.
I'm picking them at the top of their game.
No, top of what
game?
He's injured.
It's today. It's now.
I don't mind. I'm getting them for. I'm selling shirts.
So your midfielders are not playing.
I'm selling shirts.
I'm selling shirts.
Business thing.
Lamine Yamal, two way.
Sorry, Wick, go.
Cool. So the person I'm going to choose next and then my last pick is a right back. This right back is quality. No nonsense defender, bro. Went over to Spain, won a cup, came back. He's a Geordie man through in, throughout. Kieran Trippier.
Now, shall I tell you the truth? He's not. I don't think he's Geordie.
Huh? Went back. I said they went back to Geordie.
Yeah, I know.
Went Geordie back to Geordie.
Man picked him over Tino Livramento, you know.
Yeah, and he's not. He's not no nonsense.
Oh. He's picked a Newcastle Water man already.
He picked Walter Mardy.
I forgot I chose him as
He
well.
Said this. He said Walter Mardy.
You think darkness is your ally?
I just clocked. I got the best right back, left back in England. He's actually my brother's brethren. They played for the same team. I know him. He's my dog.
Oh, here we go.
Jed Spence, come, my brother. That's my dog. How can I? Boom. My brother, that, yeah? Spence, you see this, yeah? Yeah, yeah. That's my last pick. My defense is, my team is actually mental.
Jad, you are completing the Champions League draft today with your last two picks. Last pick.
Cool. I've got left back, left, right? I'm going to go with one of the best left backs in the world 2 years ago.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
left
turn, left turn.
I'm going to go with Grimaldo.
Oh.
Oh, my. Hey, yeah, you're
you think I was going there? You didn't think I was going there?
You should have gone Andy Robinson.
He's going for a madness right now.
No, Hakimi and Grimaldo, wing backs.
That is it. This episode is brought to you by The Watch Section. And for you lucky viewers, The Watch Section is giving you a discount code. Mention the code FILTHYTWS when purchasing any item above £500 for a £100 discount right now in The Watch Section section. Okay, cool. So we're going to read through the teams now. Skits, you have Nick Pope from Newcastle. With a defence made of Mendes from PSG, Eder Militao from Real Madrid, Van de Ven from Tottenham Hotspur, Dumfries from Inter Milan. Then you have a midfield three of Caicedo from Chelsea, Declan Rice from Arsenal, Fermin Lopez from Barcelona. With a front three with Ansu Fati from Monaco, Ekitike from Liverpool and Olise from Bayern Munich. What is your team called, Skits?
I know a bit about Ball FC.
He knows a bit about
Ball FC. I know a bit about Ball FC.
It's not a Champions League winning team. Let's put it that way.
What?
Come on, bro. All
right, let's go.
Yeah. Poet in goal. You've got Donnarumma from Man City with a back four of Udogi from Spurs, Kubasi from Barcelona, William Saliba from Arsenal, and Di Lorenzo from Napoli, with a midfield three of Vatina from PSG, Tonali from Newcastle, and Szoboszlai from Liverpool. Your front three is Nico Williams from Athletic Bilbao, Kylian Mbappe from Real Madrid, and Cole Palmer from Chelsea. That is a good team.
That's a great team.
Mm-hmm. The team
a
name?
Good team.
Woo.
Woo. Wicko, in goal, you have David Raya from Arsenal. Your back four is Cucurella from Chelsea, Virgil van Dijk from Liverpool, Upamendi, a.k.a. Upamecano.
That's my boy.
From Bayern Munich.
That's my boy.
And Jed Spence from Tottenham Hotspur. Your midfield three is Rodri from Man City, Anton Griezmann from Atletico Madrid, and McTominay from Napoli. Your front three is Vinicius Junior from Real Madrid, Walter Mardé from Newcastle, and Ousmane Dembele from PSG.
It's a good attack.
I think my striker just lets me down. I think I could have used Osimhen.
Yeah, I hear that. What's,
what's your team? What's your team?
The fuck?
Charles Dickens.
What?
What?
Charles Dickens FC.
Why for that? Dick in FC.
One man team's got one Champions League winner in their 11. Some man's team's got two. My team's got four.
Okay, cool. We're going to read out your team now. So you have got Sommer from Inter Milan. Your back four is Miles Lewis-Skelly from Arsenal. Dean Huijsen from Real Madrid. Jonathan Tah from Bayern Munich. And Reece James from Chelsea. Your midfield three is Alex McAllister from Liverpool, Kevin De Bruyne from Napoli and Paul Pogba from Monaco. Your front three is Désiré Doué from PSG, Julian Alvarez from Atletico Madrid, and Lamine Yamal from Barcelona.
That's crazy.
I was going to call it darkness, but it's not dark. Big up my Vets team. That's called Old Parkonians. Old Parkonians. Vinny Senior.
My team, I have Gregor Kobel from Borussia Dortmund in goal. Hato from Chelsea. I got Gabriel from Arsenal and Bastoni from Inter Milan. With Marco Llorente even from Atletico Madrid. That is my back four. My midfield three is Ryan Gravenberch from Liverpool. Is it Federico Valverde from Real Madrid? And Frenkie de Jong from Barcelona. My front three is Kvara Kvaratskhelia from PSG, Harry Kane from Bayern Munich, and Jacob Murphy from Newcastle. And my team is called two Champions League winners. I can't ever think of a name in these things.
Yes, same.
Jad.
Northwest.
Jad, your team in goal, you have Alisson from Liverpool. Your back four consists of Grimaldo from Leverkusen, Antonio Rudiger from Real Madrid.
Buongiorno.
That guy from Napoli and Hakimi from PSG. Your midfield three is Nico Barella from Inter Milan, Pedri from Barcelona, and Jamal Musiala from Bayern Munich. We don't gas up the fact that his name is Jamal enough, you know.
A proper, we don't.
That's Jamal.
And he's Jamal with a white mum.
Joking. The white mum said Jamal. His mum allowed this. Jamal. Big up mumsy.
Big up mumsy.
Come on.
Jamal, you know. We got one.
White mum saying Jamal.
That's a basketballer world class.
Get what I'm saying? You got to rate that.
Your front three is Yildiz from Juventus, Erling Haaland from Manchester City, and Bukayo Saka from Arsenal. What is your team called, Jad?
Oh, I forgot about this part. BTL, better than Loons.
Better than Loons.
But you know what?
I like that.
Looking at the teams.
Yeah.
None of that bad. Because let's have it right. This is the Champions League. This is the best of the best. You'd have to be a little bit of an idiot to mess it up.
Should we do a vote? Mm-hmm. Get them to vote at home. Leave a comment to let us know who you think who's got the best team.
Leave a comment. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you join the Patreon and also join our fantasy football league. The code is UNL6R2. Thank you, people.